and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hello, I am Chelsea Manning. Minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. All right, I'm just saying, that's, you don't see that headline every morning.
No.
That is a lot of news stories all coming together.
Yes, it is.
Bradley Manning said he is a woman named Chelsea. All right. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800.
Kind of saw it coming, though.
Yes, yes.
Have you seen pictures
actually,
of him
I
in
did
a week?
Not see that coming.
Really?
And why Chelsea? Maybe he wants to fill in for Chelsea lately, like Lindsay Lohan did.
Or maybe before a new show named Chelsea Early.
Right? Just saying. Ideas.
Ideas.
All right. Hey, it's a big day, Jim. Comedian Lewis Black on the big
show.
We can only hope that some doofus right-winger calls in at the same time like they did last time. So that he can
idiot!
And telephonically rip them a new one.
And I love the name of his new pay-per-view special.
What?
Old Yeller.
That was cleansing for all of us.
Because
we deal with the doofus right-wing callers every day. And he was like, what? You're a moron! Are you serious? Like, why would you call in when Lewis Black is here?
How do you even feed yourself? Jesus, you're dumb.
And that was quite a surprise when he walked in the door with Kathleen Madigan.
Oh, Kathleen Madigan said, could I bring something? We're like, okay.
Yeah.
And wow. Lewis Black.
Well, that is better than a butt cake. That is Lewis Black. Okay. All right. All right. Speaking of better than a butt cake. Who's the little muffin?
Carl.
Carl Frisch. Exciting. WholeFightStrategies.com. Who's my little man muffin? Good morning.
That's what my mom used to say, Carl, better than a bug cake. That was my nickname growing up.
Aww.
Mommy's boy. Yay. Good morning, Carl Frisch.
Good morning.
Some delightful tweets, as always. You say all of this talk about 2016 wouldn't be so bad if the media's dwindling resources were focused less on horse race and more on policy. Yeah, there's that, right?
Well, and then I just started laughing. Because, like, that's going to happen. I mean, that won't even happen when things are officially underway. I like the horse race as much as the next person, but good grief. Can't we wait a year?
Yeah.
Right.
I think the good news for us is, hasn't the infighting started awfully early? This ongoing man fight, now Rand Paul has dragged Daddy in to fight with Chris Christie, right?
Well, I mean, and that's just funny. I mean, like, it's like a game of chicken and only one pairing has to be on shoulders.
What was that call like, Dad? Chris is picking on me.
Yeah, I mean, you can picture Rand Paul with his father on his shoulders and Chris Christie just putting his hand
and together
on Ron Paul's head as they swing at him.
Right. Exactly. They'd still only be 3 feet tall, both of them together.
And none of them are going to be the nominee. None of those three are going to be the nominee.
Really?
Really? Not Rand Paul, not Ted Cruz, not Chris Christie?
I think Ayn Rand is a better choice.
I think we're going to be surprised by who the nominee is, and I don't think it's going to be a crazy person, and I don't think it's going to be Chris Christie. And that's not to say that Chris Christie's not crazy. But, everybody said that it was going to be Rudy Giuliani years ago.
Right.
And that party will not nominate somebody like Rudy Giuliani. So I think
Fabulous Florida strategy?
Exactly.
or anyone else with a list.
Exactly.
So,
really?
I think it's going to be somebody like Mitch Daniels. I don't think it's going to be somebody that is already the talk of the town.
Listen, if he and Jeff Sessions ran together, they would get the entire Keebler vote. Both come out of their little tree together. One of my other favorite tweets, you write, Ted Cruz 2016, it's about freedom, eh?
You're darn right, that's what this is about.
Literally.
Buddy.
It's literally about that.
It's a good time, buddy.
I bet you're a loony.
Yeah,
I mean, he was, trying to insult the president and calling him a hoser.
I was laughing. I thought, wow, they're even getting their birther controversy out of the way early on their side, right?
Well, I don't know if they've gotten it out of the way yet. Just because he's renounced his Canadian citizenship still persists is the similarities to the Obama story. This is a guy who was born in another country to an American mother versus, that's, by the way, what they said of President Obama. And it wasn't true of President Obama.
Hawaii was actually a state at the time.
Right. Yes. I mean, he wasn't born in Kenya. But, you know, we know for a fact that Cruz was born in Canada. So it's going to be interesting to see what they say and what they do.
Yeah, well, and you had tweeted about Chris Christie signing the banning gay conversion therapy in New Jersey. And, boy, if there's any more sign that he's running, it's like he had to do that and then immediately sign a bill that you could have a gun to shoot an airplane down, right, just to make sure he's on, you know, the right avenue.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And he's not – and by the way, the gay conversion therapy thing, I think it was a great move for him to make. I know they did the same thing in California last year.
Right.
But that's the kind of stuff that's going to keep him from getting the nomination. I don't think that you can, you know, he's not going to be on the stump one day in Iowa talking to a bunch of old white people and somebody brings up the fact that he said, gay people can't fix themselves anymore in New Jersey, thanks to you. Yeah, but they can shoot down airplanes. That's not going to work for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Charlie Pierce said this yesterday, that, you know, it's just anti, it's not even like a brave move. It's just anti-quackery. It's something that, you know, reputable psychologists for years have said.
Right. I mean, it's basically like saying, you know, the practice of bloodletting will no longer be allowed.
We hereby outlaw leeches. Yeah. Oh, by the way, our friend, you tweeted, Jackie Schechner, think you'd mind calling me at 9 a.m. Eastern with weekday news updates? Just on your home phone? Is that what you're hoping for?
Just to catch up. I mean, seriously, I mean, and, you know, I was in the pharmacy the other day trying to choose Band-Aids. You know, do
right?
I want the butterfly Band-Aid? Do I want the traditional? Do I want one with Flintstones on the outside? And I was like, maybe
right.
Jackie's healthcare corner. Should get a blog or something.
Should address this, exactly. I thank God we're friends because I know I have to call her every day for the news and for health care advice. It's...
She often says that's a lot of information I don't want to know about you, Carl.
So you watched The Butler. I've not seen it yet. I'm dying to see it. You said really good movie, but all I got to say is hashtag drunk Oprah. That is all.
Yeah. I am just shocked that she has not been on your show yet. Given...
Yes, I'm sure.
And maybe it's just because that's her character, not who she is in real life. But
right.
Let me just put it this way. If there was a box of wine available during the civil rights movement of the 60s, she would have been all over it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. See, right there, that's worth going.
Because she was an alcoholic in the film, right?
Right. Hashtag drunk Oprah.
Awesome.
She was absolutely great. You got to see her in all kinds of vintage outfits, drunk, and it was quite good.
So she was taking after Betty Ford.
I think it was a decent movie, and what made it a must-see is the hashtag drunk Oprah.
Yeah, I'm going for sure. It was like I was on the fence, and now I'm going for sure. You said breaking GOP will consider vote to bar CNN and NBC from 2016 primary debates if networks can produce long-form birth certificates. is NBC – obviously the rumor NBC is going to cave, which I just think is ridiculous.
Well, you know,
do
I think
need little
should.
Reince Priebus, really?
I think they should because I think what you would have ended up having happen is that they would have bent over backwards to appease the right-wingers with these things to prove that they were doing the right thing by airing them. They would have gone super negative against Hillary just to be like, ha-ha, see, we weren't going to be all in the tank for her. And they weren't going to be on the take before her, before
right.
the controversy. That being said, I think it's important for the Republicans to have debates in reality. And NBC and CNN didn't produce terribly good debates in the last two cycles, but they should still be there for 2016. And we can't leave the
you know, to me,
Fox
it's
News
pathetic.
And Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's pathetic that that worked. I think I heard somebody on Meet the Press or somewhere saying that you know, they worked the refs, you know, so that now at least there's going to be really tough scenes about Hillary. It's like, yeah. Really?
Well,
I mean, this is what is left of the liberal media, quote unquote.
Well, and it's not like their goal was not to get these things pushed off the air or fixed or whatever. Let's be honest. I mean, how many people are going to watch a documentary on CNN? You know, how many people are going to watch a miniseries on a network station? A couple hundred thousand, maybe a couple million. Their goal was just to create a reason so that they wouldn't have debates with moderators who could embarrass them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if by backing down
Candy Crowley can do it as long as she promises not to bring up any facts this time.
Right. I mean, if we can, if by backing down, NBC is basically also showing that the Emperor Reince Priebus has no clothes, I think that that's a pretty darn good reason to be backing down.
I'm sorry, who did you say now?
Reince Priebus.
Reince Priebus!
Uh-huh, thank you. Okay.
No, it's not true. I have clothes. I'm literally going to get pants and a tie.
He's delightful.
Well,
all
I mean, you know, the last chairman of the Republican National Committee deserves to be shown for what he is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Somebody speculated that he mentioned his wife last week. We were talking about whether they are actually Doug and Wendy Weiner at home.
I don't want to go to wine country.
I don't like Sarah.
Okay. Do you think she has a really normal name compared to him? Like Patty?
Patty Priebus.
Patty Priebus.
Phoebe Prattis.
Patty Priebus. These are our children. Patrick.
And Phoebe.
Kevin.
Phoebe Priebus. Now I have to Google what their family is named. All right, Carl Frisch, I love you. See you
Alrighty,
next week.
Have a good one.
All right, bye. 17 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problem.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Comedian Lewis Black coming up on the big show. We're very excited.
Yes.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. I guess it's sort of a love letter. From Jerry to both of us, Jim. Dear Mama and Jim, stop fighting. You're both pretty. Jim, you should care that Greenwald and Snowden are self-aggrandizing douches engaged in criminal activity. It's a distraction from the infringements on the privacy of U.S. citizens that they've revealed. Steph, you must try to ignore that Greenwald and Snowden are self-aggrandizing douches engaged in criminal activity. Then you can focus on the infringements on the privacy of U.S. citizens that they've revealed. Chris, you're the smartest boy in class. You stay focused on the fact that Greenwald and Snowden are self-aggrandizing douches engaged in criminal activity, and they've revealed serious infringements on the privacy of U.S. citizens. These are not mutually exclusive.
That's what I've been saying.
You mostly agree, so stop shouting, I'm not arguing with thee. Close your paisley bathrobes and tell a few fart jokes. Jerry.
According to
Schenectady and Sheboygan.
According to a Quinnipiac poll, a majority of U.S. voters agree that 55% of respondents say Snowden's more of a whistleblower than a traitor, 34% more a traitor. So... you're on the wrong side of history.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, for God's sakes. Oh, for God's sakes. Okay.
You're both right.
You're the smartest boy in class.
I know.
God.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. All right. We were, yes, that was, when you said who could see that coming, I did not see that coming this morning.
The picture of
no,
him
well,
in
Bradley
the wig
Manning
and
saying,
lipstick?
Well,
I
hello,
saw that.
I am Chelsea Manning. No, I saw that. I didn't know he was... going to have a name already and ask us to call him that already. I'm just, you know, not since the day Prince said, please call me Prince. Because I've been so, or whatever the symbol is that we're supposed to call him now.
Well, he's gone back to Prince.
Like a, oh, has he?
Well,
oh,
yeah.
See? Why was I not told?
That was just a fight with his record label.
Right? Oh.
Yeah.
So now we don't have to call him Prince.
No, I assume he would have changed his nib to Blanket by now. But.
Right. Sure. No, that was taken.
Right. So you can call him Prince again.
Oh,
his name is Prince, and he is funky.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. I did not know that. All right. Calm down, Prince.
Stop stepping on the poodle.
Sorry. I thought I was... I just called him undecipherable symbol before because I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Well, nobody did. That was the point.
It was sort of like a slinky breaking. That's what it looked like.
What that was,
like that.
He didn't want his record label to call him by name
because
he was so pissed at them.
Okay.
And we all got caught in the collateral damage there.
All right. Listen, I'm getting a little annoyed at the man that's keeping me down. Guy that owns the show, I think I'm going to change my name to... in a second. What are you talking about? I'm tired. When's vacation? Oh, next week. Okay. Next Friday.
Well, after
we start
next
vacation.
Week.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. We will be on vacation first week, Labor Day week.
Yes.
And the lovely and talented Hal Sparks will be filling in for us. All right. So anyway, we were talking about Bradley Manning. And Jim, interestingly, I know you've talked about the video. And again,
Yeah, I read that letter too.
Okay, well, I want your opinion on it. I'm just, because I don't, you know, again, I didn't follow every in and out of the Bradley Manning case, but I know it is the largest leak of classified information in U.S. history, and I guess that's what, you know, Hal and, by the way, and others have pointed out, that it was not just the video. He released so much information, and, and I get them saying there had to be some deterrent. You can't just go, yeah, well, that's okay, to the next soldier that decides to do that, but... Anyway, interesting. Rich is talking about the, Chris, you said it's available on YouTube.
Yep.
And, you know, because you often look at stuff and go, oh, this is not what it looks like in terms of, and I'm not throwing a conspiracy card, I'm just saying. Rich says that infamous video, in his opinion, does not show a war crime. It shows a fog of war incident in Baghdad. Those two Apache helicopters were called in because a ground unit had been under attack for hours in an urban area. A few blocks away, they saw a group of men with AKs and RPGs and got permission to engage. Unfortunately, two of the quote-unquote weapons they spotted turned out to be cameras being carried by Reuters news crew, but they weren't wearing the identifying jackets the journalists are supposed to have on in combat zones, so the Apache crews mistook them for combatants. When WikiLeaks got a hold of that video, they turned it into an anti-America propaganda by zooming in on and slowing down the shots of the Reuters cameramen, complete with labels and arrows, but did nothing similar with shots of the men carrying weapons. To leave no doubt about their propaganda's message, they entitled the doctored video Collateral Murder.
Doctored?
And then he just says, right, WikiLeaks is as fair and balanced as Fox News. And that was Rich's...
Yeah, they should have pointed out combatants, too, in that video.
Right. But, I mean, Jim pointed out, too, I think fairly, that it was also their reaction afterwards.
Yeah, they were joking really about the body that got
run
over.
That's bad. That's really bad.
You know, they shot first responders, they injured these kids, right. And they were joking about it. So, well, you shouldn't have brought kids to a firefight.
Right. But they pointed out certain things that, you know, pumped up their side while leaving out certain things that, you know, defeated their side. So they were engaging in a little propaganda themselves.
Well, I mean, and that's what, this guy,
the
one that did
us.
The one that did the, who's the guy, the soldier that did the massacre in the village that's Milan? On trial now?
No.
Oh. God, I can't.
I'm sorry, I'm spacing on his name. But, again, that's what's going to hurt him, too, Jim, is that, you know, they have testimony of him sort of laughing with his wife about, you know, what he did. And he's the guy that, remember, he said he took steroids and got all, and he went in and massacred, like, half of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can't remember
his Afghanistan,
name.
I believe. Yeah, it'll come to me. But anyway. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it, is it's like the callousness of, you know, laughing about it and then, or assuming that anything's okay in a war zone.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to.
But in basic training, you know, the sense of caring about anything is torn down, and you know their sense of being a killing machine is built up.
Yeah. Right.
That's what we do to soldiers.
So, yeah, and Bradley Manning obviously got 35 years in prison, as we know. He faced up to 90 years. The government had asked
Bradley Manning?
What did I say?
Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea Manning. He would like you to call him
yes,
Chelsea.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm reading the story from this morning before the other story broke. I meant no offense.
Okay.
He did not say, slap me and call me Susan.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Stop it, Jim Louise Ward. The government had asked the judge to send him to 60 years and had argued any there's value in deterrence. Any soldier contemplating you must send a message to any soldier contemplating stealing classified information. National security crimes that undermine the entire system must be taken seriously. And I know, Jim, you're like, oh, nobody was harmed, and that's obviously not what the prosecution claimed. He apologized for hurting the United States. So, I feel like the...
But I haven't seen any evidence that the United States was hurt by any of this.
Okay.
I mean, people say that, but I've yet to hear
anything.
How
do you do the largest national security breach in history and not... I mean, I suppose, but I kind of doubt it. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Know what else sounds fun? You start wearing see-through pants and living in a bottle. Come on, do it.
Okay. 34 minutes after the hour.
That was Barbara Eden's gig.
We're back on TV. Why not?
Sure.
1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Rick in Texas on Bradley Manning. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, do you think that we as taxpayers and the government should pay for Bradley Manning's treatments? His transgender treatments where he wants to become a woman? Or is that something that...
Is that what he's doing?
...have the right to do while he's incarcerated?
Has anyone brought that up?
I think he's just cross-dressing. I don't know.
No, no, he says he wants to start treatments.
Oh, he does? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well...
So, yeah, he said he wants to start treatment, so I'm just wondering, is that something that we should have to pay for as taxpayers? If he's under...
I don't know.
I mean, if he's in military prison?
I don't. I mean, I... See, this is, I'm
is
guessing
it a
this,
one-time thing?
Yeah, this is, I'm guessing a right-wing caller that's trying to see if this is an issue for, that's the thing.
Question.
This is going to bring a lot of anti-transgender people out of the, you know, the woodwork. And, again, those are two totally separate issues. And,
Jim asked, is it a one-time thing? No, hormone treatments are a continuing
lifetime,
thing.
Right.
And so, if he's in prison and he chooses to become a woman, he's going to need hormone treatments all throughout that.
Mm-hmm. Bradley Manning said yesterday he intends to live out the remainder of... this is only this morning. Today.
Mm-hmm.
Revealed Thursday. That's today that he intends to live out the remainder of his life as a woman. I am Chelsea Manning. I am female.
Mm-hmm.
He said, given the way that I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. I hope you will support me in this transition.
Right.
This is going to be a tough issue, because obviously an awful lot of people think he's a traitor, and
And if you've seen Orange is the New Black, you know that if there's a transgender person in prison, the state does pay for their hormones.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, look at you.
What? What?
Shout out to Netflix. Okay.
Absolutely. That's a damn good
House
show.
Of Cards, let me just tell you.
Orange is the New Black
crack.
Is better.
Like crack.
Orange is the New Black is better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen
I've not yet. Gone down the rabbit hole yet, the Orange is Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Yes. It's very good.
I've only seen, I think, the first one. I did not get sucked in. Kevin Spacey, he is hypnotic. He is evil. He is compelling in that show. You can't stop.
Okay.
And it automatically keeps playing, and so you can't stop. They make it like crack.
Okay.
A Clockwork Orange is the new Louis Black.
Okay. Right, exactly. Right, and Louis Black will join us in an hour.
That's right.
What?
Welly, 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 well.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, but of course that is an interesting issue. I mean, and it's, Chris, you're right. It shouldn't depend on the crime. What happens when there's a serial killer in prison that wants, obviously a lot of people are going to have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, he said, I also request that starting today, you refer to me by my new name and use the feminine pronoun, except in official mail to the confinement facility. I look forward to receiving letters from supporters and having the opportunity to write back. He signed the letter Chelsea E. Manning. During his trial, Manning's defense team suggested his struggle with gender identity as a gay soldier were a factor in his decision to leak, which I think that's kind of a flimsy defense, in my opinion. His attorneys presented an email to a former supervisor from April 2010 in which he said he was transgender and joined the Army to get rid of it. And so part of that is kind of sad, and, mm-hmm. I don't know, Jim, you seem to be 100% certain that nobody, that the United States was not harmed. And but I mean, it's just, I feel bad for him, for his personal issues. And if that's true, that he joined the Army to get rid of something that he thought was a problem and then he leaked because of it. I don't know. I think
it's a sticky wicket,
yes,
as they say.
Yes. And now a story that will make Jim happy. Jim, what is your biggest bugaboo about people when they're driving?
Texting,
yes,
while driving,
so this
causing
is,
accidents.
Right. Well, this is a karmic story, which is good because no one was hurt, but there was a karmic lesson. Jesse sends a mom another future husband for you out of Wisconsin. Matthew Brune, 37-year-old Wisconsinite, was texting while driving, which resulted in the vengeful gods of Darwin smirking from their sadistic clouds above, placing a tractor trailer in front of his car on Highway 151. Moments later, oh my God, he just said ha ha. Moments later, Brun crashed his Ford convertible into the trailer, which spilled gallons of liquid manure.
Oh, ha ha. Karma's a bitch.
He broke his finger in the crash, as well as every ounce of pride he had left.
Oh, he won't be able to text with a broken finger.
There is a God.
Oh.
He can use Siri, though, to text.
I am suddenly in a pile of right. One hand out of the pile of poop.
I almost...
Siri! I almost... Text my wife. I've been in an accident.
I text my wife that I'm in a pile of...
You are a pile of poo.
This.
Your husband says he is a pile of poo.
Well, I knew
that. Like, I'm sorry, what now?
No, a guy was crossing on a red light right in front of me. And while he was texting, it's
What?
Oh, boy.
What are you doing?
Jim was wishing for a pile of poo. Where is a manure truck when I need one?
Yes.
Yeah, and Siri is sometimes notoriously cranky. I was in the car with friends last weekend, and you know when you say so, you could not say something more clearly?
Yeah.
And sometimes she's just, I'm like, really, Siri? This is how we're going to start today? Is this how the day is going
to
go?
What did she say back to you after you said that to her?
You crazy bitch.
Shut up. I hate you. But it's just like, you know, sometimes, like, you can keep, and you say it, like, three times, and she's just like, she's just
I'm not talking
with you.
To you.
Yeah. What do you mean by Flurryman? Siri, you know that's not what I said. Do you want me to search for businesses by that name? Siri, come on.
Eat me.
I call Roland at this time every day. Siri did not say eat me.
Bite me.
All right. I told you I learned the hard way. I did not know that Siri was a prankster either.
Yes, she is.
Remember when I thought I broke my toe and I said, you know, search for podiatrist in Hollywood, and she said, oh, the agony of defeat. All right, Siri, that's not important now. Just find me a damn doctor.
She said, shall I call you a tow truck?
Hey!
A tow truck. Oh,
Siri, you know what? A little less time on the jokes, a little more time on the understanding common English.
She worked on those for a long time.
I'm sorry,
she workshopped
Dave.
Those
I cannot
jokes.
Do that.
Speaking of the English language, that right wing radio.
She went to the Catskills.
Yeah. She went to the Comedy and Magic Club in Redondo Beach to work on those.
I have a few things I am working out tonight. How about this regarding podiatrists? What do you think of that, Chris LeBlanc?
I'm let her steal my joke and say, you know, that the Third Reich is very good for German podiatrists because there's a lot of cases of. Plantar fasciismus.
Hi!
Because of the good stepping, you see.
You see.
Ah, hi!
Fasciitis, you see. Sounds like the other word.
How about that letter yesterday? Because I don't think Bradley Manning's a hero necessarily, that I'm a fascist that's spitting on my father's grave.
Yeah.
Not literally.
Yeah, that was a fascist, because my father was a prosecutor at Nuremberg, and so he fought against fascists, but I clearly am a fascist who is spitting on my
sure.
Okay. Hey, speaking of the English language, Chris, that right-wing radio host in San Diego, Roger Hedgehog.
Cock!
Excuse me now?
Roger Hedgecock.
Oh.
You keep getting it wrong.
Yeah, I always get that wrong, and I've met him. You'd think I would...
Oh, he was wearing a really awful plaid jacket in Charlotte. Remember that?
Is there a good plaid jacket?
It was tweed, too, I think.
It was a tweed plaid jacket.
In the summer.
That'd be twad or plead.
And it was,
plead with you. Stop wearing that twad jacket.
He has written an open letter to Bob Filner. You know, he is a former disgraced mayor of San Diego, his own self.
He is.
Just for that plaid jacket.
Yes.
Or there might have been some other things, but I think it was primarily that plaid jacket.
Yes.
He, Roger Hedgehog.
Cog.
Balls. Writes, from one mayor who had to resign to another mayor who should. Dear Bob. Can I have some letter writing music, please?
Sure.
Dear Bob, the time has come for you to resign as mayor of San Diego. I am in a unique position to give you this advice because, as you know, the time to resign came for me. You have lost something that cannot be regained. You have lost the bond of trust that must exist between at least the majority of San Diego City voters and the mayor. I lost that trust and I resigned. Back in 1984, under indictment for campaign contribution violations, city voters reelected me as their mayor. Dummies. But once the jury found me guilty in the subsequent trial, the trust was broken. You could feel it. And so, anyway, blah, 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 blah. He's very chatty, Roger.
He is.
The hog.
Cock.
Right. And so, anyway, two-page letter asking Bob Filner.
You know, T-Bone, Travis Bone, used to be a journalist down in San Diego, and he had a run-in with Roger Hedgehog.
Travis, get in here!
Wow.
Get in here, Travis. You need to tell us this story.
Okay. Embattled San Diego Mayor Bob Filner, meanwhile, on Wednesday, reached a tentative deal involving a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against him, but details were not made public, including whether settlement hinged on the former congressman resigning. What's he doing? Come on, Bone. Here we go. Here's the beautiful Mr.
Throw
Bone.
Throw me a bone here.
Yes, I'm the boss. I need... Throw
need
me a bone.
Info with my face
I need
radio.
The info. I'm the boss.
No, I interviewed Filner a few times down there in San Diego.
You did? Did he lick your face?
No.
No? Headlock? No?
I feel left out. I really feel left out.
No slobber?
No. Why? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your run-in with Roger Hedgehog?
So, yeah, a long time ago, this you know how there's been all this issue with the Boy Scouts and gays and not gays and the Boy Scouts? Balboa Park down in San Diego, they had a huge lease with the Boy Scouts. They're charging like $1 a year to have their land in the park. And the city council was deciding if they were going to renew the lease or not.
Right.
Huge hearing, and it was something I covered for the paper down there. I actually won a press club award for this thing.
Good for you.
But Roger
Hedgehog, on the Weeblos running willy-nilly in a San Diego park?
Exactly. And Roger Hedgehog read the article, part of the article online, or on his radio show. Or I don't know what. Do people listen to that show?
No.
Okay.
No.
He read part of the article online or to his radio show audience, and he said, you know, I would believe this, and we'd give the reporter some credit, but his name is Travis Debone, and we cannot take him seriously.
Oh, how dare they?
Someone named Roger Hedgehog.
How dare they harsh my bone?
Yeah.
Someone named Roger Hedgehog.
It's harshing someone named Bone.
Making fun of his name.
Yeah.
Really?
Hedgehog was making fun of Bone. I was like, oh, Hedgehog is what they find in Balboa Park hiding in the bushes.
Yeah.
Game, set, and match to Mr. Bone. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ooh, what a lovely program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
See, I'm crazy. I really don't care. That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn.
Oh. Sorry,
Oh, my God.
It takes me a little bit to absorb something that a Republican legislator has said somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Because, you know, I want to be fair.
Sure.
I want to make sure I read it right.
Okay. Did you read it right?
I think I did. Yep. Colorado legislator, poverty higher among black race because they eat too much chicken.
Ah. Oh.
Colorado State Senator Vicky Marble.
Please and thank you.
Apparently, has all her marbles.
Most of her marbles, except one. Mm,
we don't know the rest of the marble family if she's lost her marbles or not, but
she has at least one marble left.
Right.
Okay. So they eat too much chicken.
Oh wait, I have the fun facts.
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
Hang on, I have the fun facts. Okay. Okie dokie. In a meeting of, not since someone called yesterday just about this time to accuse me of not injecting race into a case that no one had injected race into yet in Oklahoma. Have we been quite so winded by racial comments? And what else did that guy say? Oh, about the blacks, all the blacks shooting Mexicans and Orientals.
Sure.
Okay. In a meeting of the state's Economic Opportunity Poverty Reduction Task Force Wednesday, Colorado State Senator Vicky Marble, shockingly enough, Republican.
Sure.
Delivered a long monologue suggesting that the reason for poverty among certain minority groups is what they eat too much chicken and barbecue.
Does that... So chicken causes poverty.
You know what? Right. I eat
Get me Zaki Farms on the line.
I eat more chicken than a man ever seen.
I eat a hell of a lot of chicken.
Do you? Yes.
I'm not
as much as Helen Wolf.
I am not overweight.
Hmm. Okay. Marble, they've helpfully provided a transcript. When you look at life expectancy, there are problems in the black race.
Oh.
The black race.
Oh, just the fact that she uses the term the black race.
The blacks.
Because they're all the same. There's no...
Although, she did mention sickle cell anemia is something that comes up. Yes, that's different. Diabetes is something that's prevalent in the genetic makeup, and you just can't help it. Although I've got to say, I've never had better barbecue and better chicken and ate better in my life than when you go down south. And you know, I mean, I love it, and everybody loves it. I think she thought that was the part about
the dancing shoes.
Oh God!
People make the most delightful barbecue. What have I said?
No wonder you're so poor.
I'm trying to be nice.
God.
And it's cheap because they're so poor. Oh, dear God, really?
Well.
She said the Mexican diet in Mexico, with all the fresh vegetables, and you go down there, and they're much thinner than when they come up here. They change their diet. Actually, obesity rates are higher in Mexico than
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a nice try, Marble.
you know, if you're having, you know, a churro wrapped in tortillas, it's going to be a problem with corn on the side.
Another task force member, oddly, took offense to remarks.
Huh.
Representative Rhonda Fields, Democrat, said, the title for this committee is Economic Opportunity Poverty Reduction. One of the things I will not tolerate is racist and insensitive comments about African Americans and colors of their skin. What you mentioned that we eat. I was highly offended by your remarks. She added that she would not engage in a dialogue where I'm in the company where you're using these stereotype references about African American chicken and food. This is not what this committee is all about. It's not about chicken. The chairman then adjourned the meeting so the task force member could all take a deep breath. And while those two presumably got in a fist fight out.
Sure. Yeah.
In a statement Wednesday night, this is always the most entertaining part, is when the apology is always better than the actual.
I apologize if anybody was offended.
Right. If any oversensitive chicken eaters, you know who you are, were offended by my remarks. In a statement Wednesday night, Marble said, my comments were not meant to be disparaging to any community.
But right. They were.
I am saddened that they were. I'm saddened. I'm disappointed that they were taken in that regard.
The point on sickle cell anemia is actually an interesting
That's
one. Because
genetic.
Miscegenation is good for the species. Because if you have,
right.
have populations that are isolated, you get yeah. things like Tay-Sachs among Ashkenazi
right.
Jews and
right.
on and on. So, right. you know.
But that's a genetic thing. That has nothing to do with diet.
No, nothing at all.
Right,
with diet.
But she's suggesting.
Oh, that it was from eating chicken.
Yeah.
Can I just say the most racist part of that was when she was trying to be racist. I have to say, I've never had better barbecue, better chicken, ate better in my whole life when you go down south, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Those people.
Oh, my goodness.
The way they do.
Oh, heavens.
Usually when someone says that towards the end of their statement, that means they...
Don't
they
kind of, El Polo.
That means they kind of caught Hey-o. Themselves saying something maybe that might be construed as racist, so they try and undo it, but they really just make it worse.
I
really think...
Yeah.
I just think the Mexicans shouldn't go to El Polio Loco. I think it could cause
Don't
them diseases.
A polio. Okay, then. Not in, to further disparage.
Disparage.
Right, people.
Not disbarge.
In the South.
Actually, if you throw someone off a barge, then you
disbarge.
Hey, get off this barge. Before I disbarge you myself.
Okay,
a new poll in Louisiana.
Oh.
GOPers blame Bush and Obama equally for Hurricane Katrina.
Huh?
But President Obama was just an Illinois state senator
yeah.
at the time.
Right.
What
right.
did he have
right.
to do?
Voodoo.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, stickler,
God.
Stickler.
No.
Yeah.
He was using his Kenyan Muslim voodoo to cause the hurricane. I mean, it's obvious. What? Is it me?
Right.
What?
It makes Bush look
what?
Bad. Yeah, that's
right.
Those were his voodoo superpowers as a freshman senator was
yes.
to cause Hurricane Katrina and then and also George Bush's handling of it. Wow. Wow, wow.
Head to the job, Ronnie.
My God. Holy moly. A poll released Wednesday shows Louisiana Republicans are split, actually, Jim. There is some,
really?
You know. Conversation there as to whether George W. Bush or Barack Obama are to blame for the government's failure
well,
to provide adequate
I,
support.
I blame Barack for the Hindenburg, obviously.
For the state
I mean,
of...
Come on.
That was 2005, but, by the way, Hurricane Katrina. 28% of the Louisiana Republicans blame Bush for the post-Katrina failures. 29% blame Obama.
Ah. Huh?
Thanks, Obama.
My heart hurts.
We have to find that. Speaking... Oh, that's another... That's the good marbles. Jenna Marbles
yes.
with the Thanks Obama. We have to find that, play that again, just
so,
in honor of this.
Okay.
Okay.
President Obama went back in time.
Right.
To
Obama
cause
was
during Hurricane
right.
Katrina.
Right. He
so
was
he could
a,
blame Bush for right. Got
right.
it. Okay.
He was a freshman U.S. senator at the time of the storm. Oh, this is you know a little sliver of hope for 44% of Republican voters, Jim, unsure of who to blame.
No. 44% of the voters said, die, hurt their die. Which way do you go? Die. Tell me about the rabbit, George.
Wow. That is somewhat stunning to me. Wow. There may be no hope for America. All right, 58 minutes after
no
hope the
hour. Louisiana. Let's just confine it to Louisiana.
Okay. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Volcano warnings.
We'll be right back.
6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris LaVoy, voice deity Jim Ward, or me, Stephanie Miller. We will have to ask Lewis Black in just a few minutes what he thinks of the poll in Louisiana that shows Republicans blame Bush and Obama equally for Hurricane Katrina. He was the president. Obama was a freshman senator at the time. Okay, then. Which brought us to, oh, magically full circle, also from the Republican state legislator in Colorado who said blacks are overweight because they eat too much chicken, Senator Marbles.
Yeah.
This is Jenna Marbles with her famous Thanks Obama.
Ever since Obama has been reelected president, this whole country has gone to Let me show you what I mean and how bad it is. Perfume smells like Thanks Obama. My dog took a giant on the carpet. Thanks Obama. Oh, just got my period again. Thanks Obama. This book sucks. Thanks Obama. This porno isn't even any good. Thanks Obama. SPF 30? That's racist. I need at least SPF 50. Thanks Obama. Time travel? Still not an option. Thanks Obama. This sandwich tastes exactly the same as the inside of my... Thanks, Obama. Almost Valentine's Day. Thanks, Obama. Nobody even liked my Facebook status. Thanks, Obama. Condom broke again. Thanks, Obama. My kid punched another kid in the face at school today. Thanks, Obama. You know what? I'm probably gonna die someday. Thanks, Obama. Hunger Games? More like, thanks, Obama. My boyfriend keeps trying to put his in my... Thanks, Obama. Rap music. Thanks, Obama. Justin Bieber.
This message was brought to you by the Teletubbies.
All right.
Teletubbies.
That's a little parody. Everybody blames Obama for everything. Yeah. Okay. Oh, hey, in America. Yeah, news. Looky here.
What?
A woman in England, Jim, dislocates her jaw biting into an oversized fat American burger. Yeah.
Thanks, America. Obama.
Yeah, thanks, Obama. Thanks for the dislocated jaw. Gawker brings us the story. Nicola Pete, still recovering from the dislocated jaw she sustained while attempting to bite into a triple patty burger that pokes fun at fat American youths. While on a night out at Almost Famous Burgers and Booze in Liverpool.
Liverpool.
Nice. Pete ordered the...
Well, no wonder it's almost famous. It's not quite famous because they dislocate jaws.
Right. She ordered the Kids in America burger, which comes complete with pretzels, candied bacon, and three beef patties.
Pretzels? While pretzels? Those are German.
I don't. While attempting to get her mouth around the sandwich.
Well, so is Hamburger, something from the city of Hamburg. But
Pete says she experienced a sudden tongue cramp. Being a trooper, the 25-year-old still tried to finish her food with a fork and knife, but found that her mouth could no longer fully open. The pain later spread to the rest of her head, and by the following day, she realized she needed to seek medical attention. An X-ray confirmed her suspicion. She had dislocated her jaw.
You could have removed one of the patties.
Right.
Yeah, there's that. Or the pretzels, maybe.
Ooh, this is a little... A doctor was able to realign her face with a quick thumb maneuver.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, let me get that for you, love. Oh,
okay,
try it again.
Okay, I'm good.
Another try. Not quite there. It's close. Close enough.
Although the candied bacon part sounds good.
Mm-hmm. She was warned not to yawn too widely over the next 2 weeks and eat smaller burgers. Good medical advice there.
Sure, boyfriend is thrilled.
Not to be an injury.
Or girlfriend.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's unhinge your jaw again. All right. Come on now. That's lovely. Oh, by the by, speaking of America, yeah, my boyfriend, who I want to kiss and date and marry, Michael Tomosky.
I was about ready to say which one, because now you have two
of
them.
I know, Bob Seska, Daily Banter. Two boys. I guess this is good news for us in some ways, but not if you want an America where there's two fully functioning, you know, sane parties. Tomosky, Republicans move to the center? Nope, they're crazier than ever. If you thought the GOP would adopt more moderate position after its 2012 debacle, you were wrong. From debate threats to defunding Obamacare and even more purges, Michael Tomosky on how the insanity is only increasing. Only, what's her name, can stop the insanity now. What's her name?
Oh, Susan...
Susan Powder.
Remember? Susan Powder.
Stop the insanity!
I think you're the cause of the insanity.
Right, right.
Didn't she become a drunk?
Yes, well, we found... somewhat entertaining is that she was drunk while filming those infomercials.
She
we speculated on how many takes she might have needed.
Stop it, Eddie Ferdinand! All right, Susan, you know what? Here's some more coffee. Get back in your trailer.
I think it was a vat of coffee that she...
Stop the Ferdinand! Ninnan!
Pour a vat of coffee down her throat. Right. I'll be back in an hour. Right.
Throw some water on her.
Stop the snin-ed. Stop the snin-ed.
Stop.
Stop.
One catchphrase, Susan. How hard could it be?
Stop the humanities.
Stop the humanities.
Okay. Mike Tomosky writes.
Stop firing the vanities.
No, that's not
no.
it.
Michael writes, if he had asked me 6 months ago whether the Republican Party would manage to find a few ways to sidle back toward the center, I'd have said yes. Every passing month, the party continues new ways to go crazier. A lot of time between now and 2016, but it's hard to watch recent events without concluding the extreme part of the base is gaining more and more internal control. It's what I've been saying. Mm-hmm. Who's going to win this fight, the establishment or the Tea Party crazies?
Right.
And looks like Michael's betting on Tea Party crazies for 500, Alex. Oh, he talks about the RNC website is all about tell the CNN and NBC to drop their planned programming promoting Hillary Clinton or no 2016 debates. Michael writes, how many voters are going to walk into the booth on Election Day 2016 if Clinton is the nominee thinking, gee whiz, I never cared that much for Hillary until I saw that wonderful biopic about a year ago. Ridiculous. Besides, does anyone stop to wonder whether Clinton himself wants these movies aired? Which is what I've said. Why are you assuming it's going to be a puff piece? There's
right.
a lot of, you know, warts with the Clintons. This is just more symbolic politics of rage. The driver here is not anger about these Hillary shows. Their handy excuse is the driver's hatred of all news organizations that aren't Fox News, which in turn reflects hatred of reality itself, hatred of the unhappy truth that there are facts in this world that can't be neatly arranged behind a worldview of rage and racial resentment. Soon enough, the GOPers are going to get themselves to the point where the only debates are on Fox, moderated, as Reince Priebus suggested last week, by the likes of Sean Hannity. Huh. The kinds of questions candidates will likely be asked on Fox, the kinds of answers they know will be expected of them, will drive the party even further rightward.
How much of a communist is Obama?
That'll be the question.
Right.
More of a Kenyan or a socialist, really?
Yeah.
Only two answers. Now let's turn to Congress. 6 months ago, I might have thought the party could roll with immigration reform. In truth, I was a skeptic from day one, let the record show. But there were, now we have, and it looks like, so he was saying the other day, that's not going to happen. Now we have the stampede to fund Obamacare, which is impossible, and the looming government shutdown and or destruction of the country's creditworthiness, both of which are all too possible. And then he was talking about that's going to be in time the new Tea Party litmus test. Now we're hearing new calls for impeachment. On what grounds? It doesn't matter. Senator Ted Cruz, asked about the chances of removing Obama from office by constituent, agreed that it's a good question. Answer that the only reason not to was you need the votes in the U.S. Senate. The GOP doesn't have them. Not that there's no grounds, which there aren't, just that they couldn't succeed. That's the thing. We've heard this for years now, and there's never any answer, any reason given, is there? Then there's the random crazy that still pops up around the country pretty much on a daily basis. One might have thought 6 months ago the party would begin to carve out a little wiggle room for the few people who support same-sex marriage in their party. The issue was a winner for Obama last year. Remember all that post-election yammering about needing young people? Surely the party can tolerate a few mid-level leaders, especially younger ones, meekly supporting the policy. Stephanie Petelos, there she is. She's one of those young people. She's the president of the College Republicans of the University of Alabama. Oh, boy.
Oh, wow. There's an exclusive club.
She told a local news station the majority of students don't derive the premise of their argument for or against gay marriage from religion because we're governed by a constitution, not the Bible. And now the state Republican Party is advancing a resolution that would boot her from the steering committee. That's what's known in political history as a purge. I see more purges coming. Really? Remember that whole autopsy said they need more young people? So they have a young person... That's the head of the... Yeah, now she's gone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So they're giving a more hair dye to older people, too.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Take care now.
Flamingo.
Bye-bye, then.
Thank you.
Loser.
Hey, looky here at this...
Right-wing hypocrites!
Rick Perry seeks Obamacare funding for Texans.
Huh.
What now? What?
Oops.
Huh? Texas Governor Rick Perry, a longstanding Obamacare critic, is negotiating a $100 million health care deal with the Obama administration. The Community First Choice program, aimed at improving the quality of health services for the elderly and disabled, was approved by the Texas legislature earlier this year. Perry health aides are now looking to the Obama administration for funding.
Wow.
Wow. That is... That's something. Hey, by the way, speaking of hypocrisy, last night it was on CNN on Aaron Burnett talking about, you know, the NRA, Jim? Remember how they got the gun legislation to go down? Was by lying and fear-mongering that it was all about creating a scary government database?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what the government was, even though it's specifically in the bill, was mentioned that they cannot create a database of gun owners, which actually would be a really good thing to have, legally, otherwise. Yeah. But anyway, that's not the point now. What the government was trying to do. Guess what the NRA has? They have a database.
Database on gun owners.
Yeah, all gun owners. Not with their permission.
Right.
Not with their knowledge or permission. Huh, just a big, scary database of gun
owners.
Are
they necessarily even NRA members, or are they just all gun owners?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I said I would like a list of the people in New Jersey that have a gun that can shoot down a plane, just for my next trip into Newark.
Sure.
Just GTK. Just make a note of that.
Can you avoid Newark altogether and just fly
maybe.
To JFK?
Yeah, maybe.
LaGuardia, maybe?
Maybe. Wait, they could still get you.
If you fly around?
Because the range is like a mile, so if they're on the right on the border
you
there.
You could probably hit LaGuardia from New Jersey.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah, but you'd have to get the deflection just right to get all of
Jim,
the JFK.
Jim's a detail guy. I'm a big picture kind of gal. Okay, 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Moore Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. Comedian Lewis Black coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, we will get to that in a moment. Jim, that is not going to help him get more popular. Bradley and Manning announces on the Today Show that he is now Chelsea Manning, a woman, and he will sue the Army for sex change drugs.
Sure, this isn't an episode of Arrested Development.
Entirely. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Wow. This is just I don't know what to say about people and the interwebs. People. Stop trying to buy monkeys from Cameroon. Really? It is a scam. Really, people?
Who are monkeys?
Woman, a victim. There is no monkey, Jim. It's a scam.
There's no monkey? How can there be no monkey?
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you.
Now monkey!
Now is not the time on the Stephanie Miller Show when we touch the monkey because it is an internet scam, people.
Touch my internet scam monkey.
You can't because it doesn't exist.
Oh, dear. Well, there's two in the stack today.
It is a conceptual monkey.
Woman victim of apparent monkey scam. Battle Creek, Michigan. Police
and monkey shines.
Yes, there's some monkey.
Police have advised a woman that she shouldn't expect to see a monkey or her money.
At the zoo, you can expect to see a monkey.
25-year-old woman contacted police Tuesday to report she lost $350 trying to buy a monkey from the African country of Cameroon.
Oh, bless your heart.
The woman says she and her roommate found what they thought was a reputable website and received pictures and information about monkeys. Mm-hmm. The so-called seller offered the monkey for $50. Oh, well, see, right there.
Wow.
Come on. She sent it, but received no simian.
But for some reason, she got Peter Torek in the mail.
Sure.
Weird.
Wait a minute, I don't... After more back and forth, the woman shelled out $300 in two more payments. But her contact wanted more money for a cage, license, and shots.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Had a sucker on the line. Authorities smell a scam, really, and say they are trying to gather her contact information.
Either a scam or monkey poo.
Oh, dear. Some monkey shines.
It is definite monkey shines. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one may be dumber. A woman buys tapeworm on the web and swallows it.
That's a thing.
People will do almost anything to lose weight. Just ask an Iowa woman who apparently thought that ingesting a live tapeworm would be a good diet aid. The patient told her doctor that she purchased a tapeworm on the internet and swallowed it. The physician called the Iowa Department of Public Health to ask what to do. Oh, you're not going to believe this. You do not believe the idiot patient I have. The department's medical director advised an anti-worm medication. She noted that websites have been selling tapeworms as a weight loss tool and warned against the practice. She said ingesting tapeworms is an extremely risky and can cause a wide range of undesirable side effects, including rare deaths.
Death.
Yeah. Those desiring to lose weight are advised to stick with the proven weight loss method. It's consuming fewer calories and increasing physical activity.
Diet and exercise, yeah.
What?
I decided just to eat tape.
I want a tapeworm.
I thought the worms, I just ate tape. Herp derp.
I must admit, when I was younger, I didn't think about that. I'm like, that would... I wouldn't have to go to quite as many spinning classes. A tapeworm. That's a dandy idea.
Might have saved you from crapping on the ceiling.
Pain is just tapeworms leaving your body.
All right. So we were talking about earlier about the NRA fear-mongering about the, you know, the government's trying to create a database,
yes.
blah, 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 blah. Turns out the NRA has a, wait for it,
database
of gun owners. What, without their permission, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at least not the government.
Here it is. The NRA has rallied gun owners and raised tens of millions of dollars campaigning against the threat of a national database of firearms.
Wow.
Of their owners. But in fact, the sort of vast secret database the NRA often warns of already exists despite having been assembled largely without the knowledge or consent of gun owners. It is housed in the Virginia offices of the NRA.
Uh-huh. Wow. Wow.
The country's largest privately held database of current, former, and prospective gun owners is one of the powerful lobby's secret weapons, expanding its influence well beyond the estimated 3 million members and bolstering its political supremacy. So the database has been built through years of acquiring gun permit registration lists from state and county offices, gathering names of new owners from the thousands of gun safety classes taught by NRA.
Yeah, that worked out well, the gun safety class where somebody got shot.
By buying a list of attendees of gun shows and subscribers to gun magazines and more, BuzzFeed has learned.
So they're going to start giving embryos firearms.
Apparently, if they can. They could find a way. Maybe they could sell some sort of, you know, fetal-like, you know, hand exercisers so they have their hands are strong enough.
I don't have fingers yet. I don't think I could pull the trigger.
Don't be a puss.
Come on!
Stop with your excuses and your whining. I don't have fingers yet.
Use that embryonic foot. Come on! You're almost in the third trimester. Shoot your way out!
Oh, dear God. All right, so the latest shooting tragedy, obviously, in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma district attorney there, Jason Hicks.
Now I'm going to do everything that I can to ensure that we see these three thugs pay for what they did to Christopher Lane.
He was obviously the Australian baseball player that was jogging and was shot for the fun of it because they were bored, according to the three teens. The alleged shooters, one of the alleged shooters' mothers, Jennifer Luna.
He was there. Yes, he needs to be punished. Everybody needs to be punished. Anybody that does that needs to be punished.
How about some better parenting so that your kid doesn't think it's okay to shoot
someone
like, for
fun? That's like a hobby, a recreational activity. Jen Psaki, the State Department spokesman.
We respect, of course, the right of all Australians to express their views on any issue, including this one. Obviously, it's a tragedy. The loss of a child, the loss of a loved one, that's always a tragedy.
Yeah, I can't say that I blame them if a boycott of travel to the United States.
They have some crazy idea, Jen, that we might be a bunch of overly armed yahoos to some degree. Don't know where they would get that idea from.
Don't call me an overly armed yahoo, I'll shoot you in the head.
And then we will get to the Georgia shooting as well. He's like, I probably should have gone to a mental hospital instead. Sorry, I was off my meds.
Have you heard the 911 tape of the school bookkeeper trying to talk him out of it?
Yeah,
we have that. We'll play that coming up.
Antoinette Tuff is her name.
Wow.
But a hero. Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, back with comedian Lewis Black next on The Stephanie Miller Show. Four minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Yep, a perfectly named special, Old Yeller.
Yep.
The new Lewis Black live pay-per-view and video on demand special. Good morning, Lewis Black.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Well, what do you think?
Well,
it's going just great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we've got it all figured out. Now that we move into a new school year, that it's all going to work out. God, I was one thing. And, Social Security will be no problems there. Education, but unemployment will be down to 4%. It's really going to be great.
Sure, yeah. They're really getting a lot done these days in the old D.C., aren't they?
I don't want to go through this year. I seriously, you know, no, I don't want to watch it anymore. I can't watch it anymore. It's intolerable.
I thought that you would enjoy this new poll we were talking about in Louisiana. Louisiana Republicans blame Bush and Obama equally for Hurricane Katrina.
And the Hindenburg.
Right. That's when...
They blame them for the hurricane?
They blame Bush and Obama equally for Hurricane Katrina and the response. That's when President Obama was a freshman senator, as you'll recall, in 2005.
That's good. Yeah, yeah. But it's New Orleans. You
right.
know, I mean, it's Louisiana. I mean,
right.
Have you driven through there?
I have
yes,
not.
Yes, I have. Yes.
I have not.
They probably asked 12 people, okay? They approached 12 people.
So I don't know where you stand on this whole NSA scandal, but this is not going to help in terms of the whole Bradley Manning, and because obviously we've been having some of the same debates about privacy security. Bradley Manning now wants to be called Chelsea Manning, and he announced on today's show that he will sue the Army for sex change drugs.
Well, I personally have been calling him Chelsea for quite some time.
Have you now? Yeah.
Yes, and I always felt, when I looked at him, I said, Bradley, my ass, that's a Chelsea. I said, that was really the one. I woke up this morning, that was the one where I thought, wow, that's like, you know, it's like somebody put an ice pick in a part of my brain and it's scrambling.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe he just wants a shot at hosting Chelsea Lately like Lindsay Lohan did. Just as a fill-in. Thank you for that phlegmy laugh.
Well, can you imagine? Well, the thing is, too, then you wonder, I mean, this was my first react, my literally first reaction, it was way early, was that did he kind of do what he did because of this feminine side?
Well, that's what his defense said. Yeah, that's what his defense said, which was interesting. I mean, you know, which I think was kind of a flimsy defense, but I...
Well, I think it's a great defense, and I would, that it proves to me that I could be a lawyer.
That's right.
Is that what his defense was?
Yes, that they said that was why he had to leak secrets.
Because he's a...
I think he was trying to get Becky to paint defense.
I'm glad I thought of it.
Yeah, exactly. You can. That's nice to know that the law is another option for you. So, what kind of things are we talking about in Old Yeller, your new special?
We're talking about my generation's complete failure to create a future that I find inhabitable. This is not the 21st century.
Yeah.
But this is the 20th century all over again. Only this time, it's in high definition. And I go through Social Security and why we failed there, because that's because it's math.
Your normal happy clappy kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's all the stuff that made me America's, you know, Pollyanna comic. I go through the health care plan. I go through the why we don't have alternative energy. And then I get down to the real problem we have as a country, which is that we all have ADD. And that's,
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
We have what now? We have what now?
See what we did there.
And then I'd explain the history of ADD.
Well, listen.
I do. No one has had the courage to do it.
Yeah. Well, right. By the way, I don't know if you heard this, but Sydney Leathers has done actual porn. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but Anthony Weiner's sexting partner has done an actual porn video.
All right.
Is that right?
Yes.
And
yes.
Just recently in response?
Yes. Well, let's see. Who brings us the news? Just two weeks after releasing a sex tape, the equivalent of a dry hump, Sydney Leathers has unleashed a full hard porn.
What?
Full on. Hardcore.
Hardcore porn.
Yes. That's what I meant.
Well, I've been waiting
hardcore
for that.
Porn. Right.
Yeah.
Then why isn't she running?
Yes, it's called Wiener and Me. She said, after I did the Vivid photo shoot a couple weeks ago, people already thought I made a porno, so I thought, they think I did, I might as well. There is sex, but it has really funny bits, too. I think we'll probably, it's more noted for its comedic leanings, don't you think?
She said it has funny bits?
Right, right.
Naughty bits as well?
Right.
Oh, my God.
She's the Dane Cook of porn.
That's inside comedy joke. Okay. It really is kind of incredible that we were just talking this morning about how they seem to be going, when you think it's not possible, the Republicans are going more and more right wing. I mean, they literally are threatening to shut down the government over defunding Obamacare, which will be impossible in the first place.
Right. And then, I said yesterday that, a few days ago, that the one that's really the, I think, our... the one that's going to be great this year, you know, who has just been in the background but now is really putting himself up front is Ted Cruz. This guy is going to be quotable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's spectacular. And the fact that, you know, I just read again because you forget. You basically, your brain goes, no, he's, you know, he's involved. He's like the, you know, one of the guys on a science committee. Tremendous.
Yes.
Tremendous.
And they're getting their birther controversy out of the way early. He just renounced his Canadian citizenship yesterday.
Yeah, that's silly. I wouldn't. If I had dual citizenship, you don't renounce it. Not at this tipping point.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some options. The way things are going here.
Your options. That's why I do a lot of work up there, just in case.
Yeah. And we already have a...
No, I think that it's extraordinary that these guys... are gonna, you know, you can't know. Yeah, just where are the adults? I don't ask from. What I find appalling is the lack of any adult around going. Just no, you're not. You know, I mean, there's a few guys who've said it, but it really the Republicans have to just go. No, we're moving on from this shutting down the government thing. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
this is not an option.
It's going to be who wins this whole fight between the GOP establishment and the crazy Tea Party base, right? I mean, we've already got Rand Paul and Chris Christie fighting.
I know. I believe, much the same way in which the Democrats kind of got over the left wing of its party, you know, that the Republicans will get over the right wing. Because, you know, go ahead, commit suicide. You know, you want to do that? Fine.
Yeah. Well,
we'll just have, then we'll go from, you know, just stupidity to dumb.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't. It'll be interesting. They will have to finish their inner party fight before we even get to 2016, right?
Yeah, but it's gonna be fun for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as much as I personally, the whole thing is just beyond disturbing because we're not getting anywhere. But as a comedian, okay, I can't wait to hear what they're gonna what's coming around the bend. When you're going after Mitch McConnell as being not conservative enough, you have really lost touch with reality.
Yes, he's gonna get teabagged from in a primary in Kentucky.
It's unbelievable, and I have to say, in part of me will not mourn his fate because when I did the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, Stephanie.
Yeah.
To my left, my right was Dick Cheney, who was laughing, but to my left was Mitch McConnell, just staring at me.
Oh, God.
And I think he stores stuff in his cheeks.
Yeah.
Nuts and berries and other things.
And tree bags.
And so on the other side, I'm hearing rumors that Joe Biden may run for president, so it's, we may have our own inter-party thing here.
Run.
That's what the rumor is. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Well, I'm okay.
Well, that's, you know. No, you just no.
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 Just to Hillary. No, Hillary will crush everyone like a grape, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's, come on. You don't get to be president, you know, and you know, go do something fun.
Yeah. What do you? So, where do you come down on this whole NSA scandal and Snowden?
I don't really know. I'm like, I go from, you know what, I'm, you know, it's like a bang, part of me goes, well, news.
We'll say that again?
That's not news.
Oh, yeah,
me.
Yeah, no, I know.
Well,
it
is a discovery. I've only known that from the first time I took acid, I figured that out. I knew I was being tracked. I mean, the whole thing is just, you know, I tell you what's more of a threat to me is the fact that I've got just as much a threat from my phone as I do from those idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tracking myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were in somebody...
I've got a GPS that I'm tracking my own self. and the only thing, I mean, what really bothers me about it is...
Which probably comes in handy when you're out drinking with Kathleen Madigan.
Exactly. She won't turn her GPS on. To me, what really is disturbing is, you know, down the road when you get some idiot in charge who can basically, once, you know, you create a system in which if an idiot is in charge, something horrific could happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what's freakish about
it. I'd much rather have you be in charge, however.
You know, really, It's like, can you just get me to the airport quickly then?
Yes, I will. Old Yeller is the new Lewis Black special. We love you, Lewis. We'll see you soon.
Love you too. Take care.
All right. All right, honey. Bye-bye. Old Yeller. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect for him.
And it's available on all kinds of pay-per-view systems across. It's not available on any particular channel, but you can watch it at your convenience on pay-per-view.
There
cool.
you go.
Yeah.
All right. We highly recommend
I'm
it.
I'm sure the NSA is watching it already.
I'm right. sure they are.
45 minutes after the hour. Right back on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my. How ruthlessly absurd.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller. The politics of dancing. Oh, oh, in this message of the story.
It is The Stephanie Miller Show. 50 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere this hour. Brought to you by Carbonite. Okay. All right, so 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. We were talking about the shooting in Oklahoma, and the shooting in Georgia, there is a hero that, thank God, yeah. that's why nobody was hurt there. She's the school bookkeeper,
mm-hmm.
And this is the 911 call with the she's talking to the alleged gunman.
I'm in the front office. Oh, he just went outside and started shooting. He said to tell them to back off. He doesn't want the kids. He wants the police. So back off and... And what else, sir? He said he don't care if he dying. He don't have nothing to live for. And he said he's not mentally stable. Do you want me to try? I can help you. Want me to try? You want to talk to them? Want me to talk to them and try to? Okay, well, let me talk to them and let's see if we can work it out so that you don't have to go away with them for a long time. You're going to be okay. I thought the same thing. You know, I tried to commit suicide last year after my husband left me. But look at me now. I'm still working and everything is okay. It's going to be all right, sweet. I just want you to know that I love you, though, okay? And I'm proud of you. That's a good thing that you've just given up and don't worry about it. We all go through something in life.
But you did great.
Ooh, Jesus.
You did great.
Wow. Oh, God.
Wow. What a
Amazing.
Sweetheart. Wow. Who would have had the presence of mind and just the empathy to be able to, in that moment? That was amazing. That was an amazing human moment.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh.
She
saved lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her name is Antoinette Tuff, the school bookkeeper. This was an interview afterwards.
It was scary because I knew that at that moment, he was ready to take my life along with his. And if I didn't say the right thing, that we all would be dead.
Can I say one other thing? Her husband's clearly a bastard.
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Leave a woman like that. Ugh. All right, that was just a side chick note. I'm sorry. She's awesome.
Yeah.
How being awesome is she?
Yeah, she is.
Wow. All right. Okay, so we were talking to Lewis Black about... This is just a... In case you missed it, Bradley Manning is now Chelsea Manning. He announces on today's show he will sue the Army for sex change drugs. I don't...
Does the Army have sex change drugs?
I don't.
Stockpiled?
This morning, Bradley Manning's military attorney appeared on the Today Show with a shocking announcement. He said Manning, after being convicted of sharing government secrets with the press and sentenced to 35 years in prison, will live his life as a woman, prefers to be called Chelsea Manning from now on. Manning's attorney said his client hopes that Fort Leavenworth will pay for the sexual reassignment therapy. I'm sure there will be no thoughts on this from the right wing at all. As I transition to this next phase of my life, I want everyone to know the real me. His statement read, I am Chelsea Manning. I am a female. Given the way I feel and have felt since childhood, I want to begin hormone therapy as soon as possible. I also request that starting today, you refer to me by my new name and use the feminine pronoun. The statement concludes. Savannah Guthrie asked Manning's attorney if the plan was to sue Fort Leavenworth to force them to provide sexual reassignment drugs or surgery. Manning's attorney replied... she has not decided whether or not she wants surgery, but they will move forward with a lawsuit to force the U.S. Army to provide Manning with the treatment she requests.
She did not say, slap me and call me Chelsea.
No,
we regret
she did
the
not.
Error.
Stop it. Jim, for God's sakes.
See, this is like everybody's issues all together, because I feel bad, because obviously, you know, I have empathy for transgender people.
Sure.
And it's just, it's like, but to combine it with, and again, Jim and I differ on this, I think what he did probably, it was the largest national security leak in our history. I'm sure it harmed. He apologized for hurting the United States, so it's just hard to.
But I haven't seen any evidence of that.
I'm thinking that if he would have started the transition before the trial and before imprisonment, yes, I think the taxpayers could pay for his medicine.
Hmm.
However, he's starting it after imprisonment.
Yeah.
So it's his choice to start after imprisonment. I don't know that taxpayers are going to be on the hook for it.
Yeah, and I was saying, you know, I'd read an email earlier that, again, and Jim, you and I talked about this in the first hour, but that there is even disagreement about what the video shows, that some people think it shows a fog of war incident. Again, I agree that the soldiers, you know, reactions afterward were heartless. But, you know, it's above my pay grade as to what the video showed. They said that the reporters were not wearing the stuff they're supposed to wear to identify them, and that they mistook their cameras for weapons, and you know, so I don't know. But I mean, that, and that's, you know, where we're at about what did he reveal, and was it?
But desecrating a body is defined as a war crime, and you know, running over it, and
right,
cutting it in half, probably fits that,
right, but
definition.
Again, was that worth the largest leak of classified information? Because it wasn't just the video. He leaked voluminous amounts of documents that are
right.
You know,
some of them may just be embarrassing,
I mean,
and not.
But
really,
I mean, don't you think
the national security?
Right, but don't you think, Jim, there has to be a deterrent? So whether, I mean, you think this? If he, what were they going to do? Send them to nothing? Let them go and go? Okay, yeah, it's fine in the future if a soldier wants to decide for themselves what stuff they should release or not. I mean, Josh, all right, in the related news on the NSA, Josh Earnest, White House Deputy Press Secretary.
The report in the Wall Street Journal was pretty clear about the fact that what we're talking about here is a narrowly focused program that's aimed specifically at foreign intelligence.
Uh-huh. Tell me another one.
Okay. Senator Rand Paul. Jim stands with Rand on this.
No.
The Constitution doesn't allow for a single warrant to get a billion phone records.
Well, again, you know, at least this president has George Bush didn't bother with warrants at all. You know, I mean, anyway. All right, let's. And I do think we've talked about that over and over, that I do think the FISA court should not be a rubber stamp, and that's part of what,
but
you know.
But it has been.
Yeah, but that's what the president is talking about, is, you know, changing that and narrowing the Patriot Act. All to the good, I think. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Deborah in Chattanooga, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Well, first of all, thanks for starting my day out on the right foot every day.
Oh.
I appreciate it. You just make me very happy.
Oh, thank you.
You should be on the left foot, not the right foot.
Yeah. Oh, on the left.
Yes.
Sorry about that. All didn't
right.
think about it. I wanted to talk about Manning, and the first time I saw his attorney put that picture up of him in a wig,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, okay, this guy is going to Leavenworth, where the general population is not very empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out, frankly, you know, I know he did some bad things, but they're going to be throwing him into a mess.
A
lion's
den. His safety is, you know.
Right, they want to kill him. They want to
And that's, you know, the thing, Deb, is like, that is not our, you know, we've said this before, that is not our justice system. We don't sentence people to a lifetime of rape in prison. Like,
well,
that's not part of their, you know. Well, I know, but I mean, that's not, you know, you're right. It's not supposed to be
do.
Part of the sentence. Exactly.
Right. He's going to hell. He's not going to prison, you know. And from what I understand, Leavenworth is pretty much hell. So anyway, that was just my concern, and I hadn't heard anybody talk about it, so just thought I'd bring it up.
But. Yeah, I mean, I will go on record saying I did suggest that Ariel Castro and Jody Arias be thrown in the same cell together.
Wow.
I apologize. It's not
that'd be a mess.
Technically, that'd legally
be. Maybe he'd end up
proper.
Ariel Arias.
Just saying. Okay. And I apologize. That was the Law and Order liberal in me coming out.
Okay.
Apologize for liberal. That moment of bloodthirstiness. All right. Wow. So we were saying from the poll of Republicans in Louisiana that blame Bush and Obama equally for the Hurricane Katrina response.
Yep.
Boy.
And for the Lusitania.
Boy. Yes. We played our favorite Thanks, Obama, mm-hmm. from Jenna Marbles. I saw this was yet another one I saw. Some members of the 72 Dolphins refuse White House invite. Hall of Famer Jim Langer told a reporter,
Flipper?
I don't want to be in a room with those people and pretend I'm having a good time. I can't do that.
Huh.
Those people, I'm guessing, meaning
the black guy.
Yeah, the president. Is it me or is it unprecedented Obama derangement syndrome?
It is.
We had a couple skeeters on the phone yesterday, and we do want help because we do. We're empathetic liberals. We want to help. We do. We really do want to help the skeeter.
Hey, I'll just want free stuff.
History turns the
massive
page.
Voter fraud,
but you know,
acorn,
I know, we all know a skeeter.
They all get free hip-hop iPhones.
Obama derangement syndrome reaches all segments of society.
It's going to be 25 cents
rich
more.
And poor, young and old, anyone can be a skeeter.
He watched live video of Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey didn't do anything to stop it.
Sufferers of Obama derangement syndrome
Canyon.
Only have to remember three words.
Socialist.
Skeeter.
Skeeter. It gets better.
For those unable to distinguish between fantasy and reality,
it gets better. Can I get back on the Yahoo comments now?
Please do your part by giving at your local Skeeter kiosk.
Monkey is not a racist term.
Help Skeeter.
War against coal.
Help Bubba.
Obama has a Marxist dog.
Help Karl Rove.
Elections have a liberal bias.
A delusional mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And scene. Okay.
Aw.
We love you, Skeeter.
We're just trying to help.
Bless your heart.
Bless his heart. All right. Look at what's in my inbox.
What?
Why, it's from MSNBC with Ed Schultz moving back to weekdays. He'd like to get some of his favorites back on.
Wow.
Why, I'd be delighted. Yay for my buddy Ed. Yay. Yay. My goodness, all sorts of speculation going on about.
Certainly.
Mama and television. Okay. By the way, we will be announcing our new television home for the radio show shortly. Lots of rumors. Lots of reporters calling, right, Chris?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, heavens. wasn't that teasy? Okay.
Yes, it was.
Follow us on Twitter, SM Show on Twitter and on Facebook. And when we have things to tell you without having to kill you, we will.
And we'll also tell you on the air. I mean, you know.
Right. And hopefully we will not have to detweet like Dr. Phil did.
Oh.
Noted doctor of bullology.
Yeah. Oh, this was awful.
Oh, Dr. Phil. He has caused such a stir with his now deleted drunk girl tweet that he will probably go down in celeb detweet history.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Dr. Phil came under fire for writing, if a girl is drunk, is it okay to have sex with her? Reply yes or no to Dr. Phil, hashtag teen accused. A show rep said the tweet was intended to evoke discussion. Oh, it did. Leading into a very serious show topic. It was not intended to be taken lightly.
Well,
it's based on a recent news story.
I'm just saying that without alcohol, the human race would have gone extinct about 100,000 years ago.
Are you suggesting that was a drunk tweet? Or is okay. Oh, by the way, Carl Frisch told us earlier this morning, the main reason to see the butler, hashtag drunk Oprah.
Yep.
Well, it's her character, obviously, but still.
Drunk throughout the whole thing.
Awesome. I cannot wait to see it now. Maybe she was channeling, you know, getting the OWN ratings or something.
Yeah. She could be Denzel Washington's co-pilot.
Actually, the ratings for OWN are actually quite
good
now.
They're up now.
Yes,
I know. Good for her.
She's pulling a profit now.
Stop beating up on Oprah, for God's sake.
I don't miss Oprah's next chapter every week.
And by the way,
it's always a great interview.
Guess who loved the butler, Jim? George H.W. Bush.
Wouldn't have done it, but I
did it.
Went and did saw it.
Did it. Lee Daniels, whose new film, The Butler, has received positive critical buzz, can count George H.W. Bush and Barbara as fans. They, let's see, they took, they went to show it to them in Kennebunkport, Maine. He said, I literally left the edit room, Lee Daniels said, to a sea of white and blonde. As far as I could see, there were 600 white people.
That's Kennebunkport, though.
Friends. I know. Are there? Is there a black person in Maine?
There might be. Well, I mean, in Maine, yes, but in Kennebunkport?
No. Apparently not that was invited to the Bush compound.
No.
I love this. Daniels explained, President Bush would shout, is that Oprah Winfrey, honey? Is that Oprah? Oh, dear God. Oh,
well, he's hard of hearing now.
And Barbara would shout, is that Oprah, Lee? Is that Oprah?
Oh.
Daniels recalled.
They're talkers in movies.
Right.
Oh, they're those people.
Have you seen my hearing aid, Bar?
It's like the Eddie Murphy comedy routine about only black people yell at the movie screen.
Yeah. Only
during
the
Jaws. Get out the water! There's a shark!
Black people and the bushes.
Yeah, and then she would shout, and Daniel said then she would shout back at him, that's Oprah, honey! Oh, dear God. Thank God they do private screenings, because who wants to be the movies behind the bushes?
Oh, God.
Is that Oprah? And how hard is it to recognize Oprah? It's not like she's in some sort of character thing. She looks like Oprah in the movie.
She looks like Oprah in the movie. Yeah. And Jane Fonda.
Is that Oprah?
Jane Fonda plays Nancy Reagan in it.
I know.
Yeah.
I cannot
wait. That's very cool.
Uh-huh.
She looks like her.
She does. Yeah.
Maybe Oprah was drunk when she hired Dr. Phil originally. Maybe that's... Oprah has talked about... She was on Andy Cohen on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live.
Yep.
She talked about smoking weed.
Yep. I watched this.
Right. His first question, when was the last time she smoked weed? She said 1982.
Well, she thought about it. She said, 1982.
And he said, let's hang out after the show. She said, okay, I hear it's gotten better. She also, here's some other things Oprah shared. She said marriage would ruin her relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I know, things are good with her and Gail. Why would she...
What?
Oh, Stedman. I meant Stedman.
Now you're not going to get a job on OWN.
I already broke her last network. What are the chances she's going to give me a new show?
Stedman walking.
Weirdly, I just went hiking with my old co-host from Oxygen yesterday.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, she said she's been dating Stedman Graham for 27 years.
That's a long time.
She said while the couple couldn't be happier, Oprah thinks getting married would change things.
Meaning he'd be entitled to half her money.
Right. Hello. If I were Oprah, I'd be like, not feeling quite so romantic. last Oprah. I have a huge Oprah stack.
Wow.
Oprah experienced symptoms associated with a nervous breakdown last year.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, that's what she was saying.
I've had that for decades.
I've been in this spiral. How long can you spiral down the drain?
A constant state of panic.
ever since you first couldn't put the thing together. What is it? The Lincoln
Oh, the Lincoln logs.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been having a nervous breakdown.
Since I couldn't make it look like the one
right.
on the box.
You've been having a nervous breakdown since you were what, like 8?
Maybe 7.
High strung little bugger.
Oh, I was really high strung. People did not want to be around me.
Well, something's never changed. I'm kidding, of course. Don't be ridiculous. She admitted to an interviewer she was on the verge of having a nervous breakdown. She said, I've had those symptoms. I remember closing my eyes and saying, I cannot have another thing enter my brain. I need to pull back. She still finds it hard to deal with some individuals' apparent joy at her channel's failings. She said, after 25 years of being number one and become accustomed to success, I didn't expect failure. I had to dig deep. The schadenfreude was very painful for me because I had never experienced it. I thought, do I not get credit for those 25 years? What have I gotten myself into? Failure is a great teacher. Oh, don't I know it. I know this intellectually, but it's another thing if you're living it.
Yeah.
I say good for her. It's true.
I'm sure
people
it was very
like
tough
to,
for her.
Yeah, people like to, you know, root for people to fail.
She'll just have to, you know, get used to being only a multimillionaire.
Yes.
It's...
Well, no, she's turned around.
She's turned it around, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, but I know, it really was like, you know, jealousy, I think. People rooting for her to fail.
Yeah.
You can't root against the Oprah, please.
No.
I met her once, as you know.
Yes.
Before I broke her last network, when we were still on good terms. And I said, because I'd been, you know, rehearsing for years what I would say when I met her, and I said,
Was this in the meadow?
Can you send me a message in a bottle?
No, that was a different celebrity embarrassment.
That was Kevin Costner.
Yes, I said that on the red carpet.
Oh, and it's on tape somewhere.
Oh, God. Let's keep that buried. All right, 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We've got to keep up our strength for the fight against evil!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, sometimes I get this feeling deep down inside, and it says,
Stephanie Miller.
I'm here. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 23 minutes after the hour. Everybody relax.
You're a party girl that goes to sleep at 6.
Oh, well.
P.M., not A.M.
Shush! Stupid job.
I'm a part...
not exactly a party girl.
I don't get invited to anything, because everyone knows that
right.
I go to bed.
At stupid o'clock.
And get up at...
Insane o'clock.
Yeah. 1-800-STEPH-1, do the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Jessica in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Jess.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. I was calling about my father. I'm the girl that had the dummy father that sold C4 and was doing the illegal gun trading.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just calling because basically he went through the same prison system and the same judicial system. The Briggs always suck. He was outraged when he was taken for 18 months and put in solitaire. He said they stripped him down to his underwear and the same treatment that they gave Bradley Manning. Now, he was happy as a clam when he went to Leavenworth. The reason being is because, you know, it used to be an old castle kind of prison, and it's not what everyone's saying, the big house. It's on a base. It's on the actual base of Fort Leavenworth, surrounded by rolling pastures and hills. And the new prison actually looks like one of the new high schools they build nowadays. And they have, if he's a good boy, in about 4 or 5 years, he doesn't get in trouble, you know, which he probably won't, because he's a good man.
Other than the whole selling C4.
No, not Thomas. I'm talking about Bradley.
Oh, yes.
In about 5 years, he'll be able to live in what they call the trustee unit, and it's out right next to the horse pastures, and basically it's with no bars or anything. They'll be trusted to roam around the grounds, and he'll be out in about 9 years.
But I do think what our previous caller said is true, that, you know, they're going to have to be careful, I think.
No, I know. When my father, I don't talk to him anymore, but when he was first arrested, I was watching Oz, so I was a little worried about him.
Oh, God. That's the last thing you need to watch when your father's about ready to go to prison.
Yikes.
Well, you know, I went ahead and asked, because he's a little guy, you know, he's a 5'6". So I was worried about him, and he said, oh, absolutely not. The guards here make sure there's none of that stuff. He said if there is, it's perfectly willing, but they don't keep... they don't allow any riffraff there. All the guards are fat, happy, stupid army guys that are, it's a career choice that they make. Huh. But she'll be out in 9 years.
Chelsea slash.
Yeah, right. Bradley. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
All right. Yeah, wow. I was going to say that was quick because it was only announced, like, what, this morning?
This morning, yeah.
People have already made the pronoun switch. Tom in New Mexico, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Steph. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I was so happy to hear you make mention of Antoinette Tough down in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She's the bookkeeper that averted that tragedy. And reminded me of a few other people who I consider heroes from earlier this year. The gentleman in Cleveland that assisted the young woman who had escaped the House of Horrors. And also Trayvon Martin's parents. And I'm Anglo. I'm not... you know, black or anything, but I immediately notice the connection that there is this decency and patience and kindness that many of my black friends have that I don't see in my white friends. And I just thought I'd contribute that because, you know, when I listened to how she spoke, how, you know, to the 911 operator, the courage, the calmness, and then as soon as it was over, then, you know, she said, you know, oh, Jesus, and oh, God. And
That she'd never been so scared in her entire life.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, we have to listen to that again. Antoinette Tuff, the school bookkeeper.
I'm in the front office. Oh, he just went outside and started shooting. He said to tell them to back off. He doesn't want the kids. He wants the police. So back off. And what else, sir? He said he don't care if he dies. He don't have nothing to live for. And he said he's not mentally stable. Do you want me to try? I can help you. You want to talk to them? Want me to talk to them and try to? Okay, well, let me talk to them and let's see if we can work it out so that you don't have to go away with them for a long time. You're going to be okay. I thought the same thing. You know, I tried to commit suicide last year after my husband left me. But look at me now. I'm still working and everything is okay. It's going to be all right, sweet. I just want you to know that I love you, though, okay? And I'm proud of you. That's a good thing that you've just given up, and don't worry about it. We all go through something in life.
Me even. But you did great.
Oh, Jesus.
You did great.
Oh, God.
And, of course, we had to edit that for time, but, I mean, there was a large chunk of time where she was talking to the guy, just trying to keep him calm, keep him from harming any kids, or himself, or her.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and she was obviously scared. I mean,
it was scary because I knew that at that moment, he was ready to take my life along with his. And if I didn't say the right thing, that we all would be dead.
Unbelievable. Rock on.
It ain't a man's world.
I hope she finds a new man.
I hope so, too.
A better one than that last bastage. Okay. Who would leave a woman like that, I ask you? 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Looks like you've been through some hard times.
Actually, I was fine until I saw that face of yours.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, it's painful just to look at you.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to It, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Blake in Illinois on the Georgia shooting incident. Hello, Blake.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I just want to say that was the most amazing phone call. And she used reason and logic and human touch to stop a man with a gun. She did not use a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You can do
I wonder if the NRA is going to chime in that if only she'd had a gun.
If only she'd had a gun, then
things
everything...
would have... Oh, things ended fine.
But she made him feel human. She made a connection with him. She said, here's how I feel. You got to be able to... She made a connection. I thought it was amazing how she made him feel human.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? That you know, it's a totally unrelated subject in some ways, but you know, this is what we heard about torture. The torture doesn't produce results, like you know, actually bonding with somebody and really trying to.
They just say whatever.
Reason and logic, is amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
No, just say you know, you'll say whatever you think they want you to say to avoid being tortured anymore.
Right. Right. Yeah. All right, you know what, Chris, I am required to keep up with who's fighting with who on Twitter, because...
Sure.
Okay. We should ignore Perez Hilton, according to Lady Gaga's tweets, yes. I'm a couple days late getting caught up on the Twitter wars, everybody. But
I've been ignoring Perez Hilton and Lady Gaga.
Really?
I've been ignoring Perez Hilton.
I've been ignoring everyone because I'm not on Twitter, except for... Oh, am I supposed to pretend I'm tweeting?
You're supposed to pretend you're tweeting.
Oh, those are my tweets for SM Show.
Sure. Right.
Okay. Hilton's post on Facebook and his tweet of the suggesting that Lady Gaga's single Applause was flopping on iTunes when it was released. The single was overtaken by Katy Perry's Roar.
Roar.
And Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, of course.
Sure.
Robin Thicke / Marvin Gaye's. No, I don't know for sure. Blurred Lines.
The courts will decide
that. Yes, of course. Not for me. Not for me. I'm just a broken down old rock jock. What do I know?
Brothers.
Gaga tweeted, still have the text Perez sent me of me in a wheelchair with the words karma written across, plus Madonna pointing a gun at me. Gaga fans around ganged up on Perez
Hilton. Well, Perez Hilton.
You don't want to piss off the little monsters. You just don't.
Perez Hilton and Lady Gaga used to be friends. Like, when she first started. I don't know what
More
happened.
More importantly, who can spell? On Twitter, Beyonce can spell, Justin Bieber cannot.
Twitter's Canadian.
In case you were wondering.
Mm-hmm.
In Twitter's music realm, Beyonce wins the spelling bee. The worst grammatically tweeting, Snoop Dogg, Justin Bieber, and Nicki Minaj.
All right.
In case you were wondering. I was not, however.
Although, and
another high school news, Taylor Swift hates Justin Bieber, which sparks rumors that she's feuding with Selena Gomez.
Oh, my God. Really? Oh.
Got to keep up with what the kids are talking about.
It's high Taylor school. Swift.
I honestly couldn't even tell you who Selena Gomez is.
She was dating the Biebs.
Is she famous for something?
I think
Disney
so.
Star.
Right,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you.
Oh, you didn't
Taylor
know
Swift,
that?
Taylor Swift has not been a fan of Justin Bieber for some time now, and they are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Ever.
Again.
Trouble,
he makes her
trouble,
scream like
trouble.
A goat. Right. But her distaste for the pop star is reportedly coming between Swift and her BFF, Selena Gomez. Oh, see, Taylor Swift and Selena Gomez, BFFs. Taylor hates Bieber. She thinks Selena makes a mistake every time she reconciles with him. Bieber has really come between the girls. A source revealed to Us Weekly. Okay. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
Ever. Get back together.
Now I'm lying on the cold, hard
ground. Oh.
Goats, trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Also two in addition, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Kim Kardashian fighting with? This is eating up our... This is sucking our life force out of us.
I'm trying to find a reason to care.
Just dig down. Dig down deep. She received
Jodie Foster.
No. Katie Couric.
Oh.
Katie Couric insists she still thinks a reality star who gave birth to Northwest... Really?
Northwest, see.
Kanye West's daughters, they thought it would be fun to name her North?
West.
Oh, boy.
I could have called her North by Northwest. No.
Imagine her trying to book a ticket on Southwest. That is going to be,
ooh,
right, at some point in her
awkward.
Life?
Awkward. I'm sorry. No, you...
No.
She
said she's a really sweet person after Kim lashed out at her for being two-faced. She was furious when Katie insisted that she doesn't understand why Kim and her family are famous. Because Katie recently sent her a baby gift, posting a picture of the gift on Instagram, along with a note from Katie congratulating them on their new arrival. Kim wrote, hashtag, I hate fake media friends. Hashtag,
wow.
May I humbly suggest you not send gifts, then talk. Wow, welcome back to high school, everybody. Okay.
Social media makes everyone
a source close
so
to Kim.
High school.
Right. Kim is so tired of people publicly bashing her yet kissing her ass behind closed doors. And that's
a considerable
job.
Yeah.
It takes
wow.
a considerable amount of time. Imagine, you know what, give Katie credit. How long does it take to kiss that ass? Long time. It's like hands across Kim Kardashian's ass. I mean, that's...
It's got its own system of moons.
Yes. Hey!
Hey!
And then she said, stop trying to make fetch happen. That's a line from Mean Girls.
Oh, thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Oh, heavens. Look, it's the family values family. Boozy Bristol Palin's Alaskan bar hop binge. Oh. Party hardy Bristol Halen, Palin, or Palin, yeah,
Palin?
Has shipped off her 4-year-old son Trip to Grandma Sarah in Arizona. So she can go wild on the bar scene in Alaska, according to sources. Since her son left last month, it's been nonstop partying clubbing for Bristol.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
She has been making it difficult for baby daddy Levi to spend more time with the little boy.
On a side note,
mm-hmm.
So Sarah Palin is in Arizona now.
Apparently.
Why do they still have the Wasilla background behind her when she appears on Fox News? I wonder if there's a little trickery going on there.
Hello, here I am in Alaska.
Because Wasilla looks nothing like Phoenix.
Oh.
Can tell you that right
she's
now.
She's a little portable green screen she travels with.
There are no rattlers in Alaska.
Fox News has a bunch of different green screens.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Stovepipe cactus. Interesting.
Like her mom, Bristol, of course, a firm advocate of family values, even writes a blog for the Family Channel, in which she says is about faith, family, and being a mom, which in her case means, you know, partying in Alaska. All the babies with
Faith Family and
Terrible
Chaos.
Barbie. Faith Family and Woo! Well, looky here. Boy band news.
Oh, really?
With last year's NKOTBSB tour.
Sorry, what?
New Kids on the Block Backstreet Boys tour.
Right, right.
Actually did very well.
Yes. Yes. We finally might be getting the NSYNC reunion we really wanted all along. I know we talk about that endlessly. That's all we talk about during commercial breaks.
Now, you know what? That would actually be kind of awesome. Because Justin Timberlake was a part of NSYNC.
That's
true. So that would be really cool.
MTV says they're going to do a reunion performance. With Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
and
at the
Lance
VMAs
Bass
this weekend.
And, huh?
At the VMAs
right.
this weekend. Okay.
Right.
That would be cool.
Right? I wonder if he'll bring his in a box. Justin Timberlake gets an SNL. It's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. An interview with Parade, Michelle Obama. She's got her 50th birthday coming up. She said, I've never felt more confident in myself, more clear on who I am as a woman, but I am constantly thinking about my own health, making sure I'm eating right and getting exercise and watching the aches and pains. I want to be a really fly 80 or 90-year-old.
Huh? Fly?
Fly.
Okay. All right.
Not sure being fly is fly anymore.
No. Maybe she...
I'm sure Rush Limbaugh will have some comments on that and also on, you know, fitness tips, as he likes to talk about her.
Mm.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he is a... Yes.
He's trim.
Right. Okay, gay reporter kicked off Kremlin Network after protesting anti-gay law. Reporter James Kerchick was kicked off the air of the RT network Wednesday after he refused to talk about Bradley Manning, instead spoke about the Russian government's anti-gay laws.
Mm.
He said, being here on a Kremlin-funded propaganda network, I'm going to wear my gay pride suspenders and speak out against the horrific anti-gay legislation that Vladimir Putin has signed into law.
Yeah.
And then he said, you have 24 hours a day to lie about America. I'm going to tell the truth with my 2 minutes. He went on to say after RT host tried to cut him off. Shortly after, they said, no, don't speak. They actually, I wonder if they physically tried to stop.
No, don't speak. Don't speak. Don't speak. No. Silence. Silence. Don't speak.
Shortly after he said that, he disappeared from the program split screen.
Yeah.
Just magically.
Just for that, I bought some Swedish vodka.
He was suddenly in Wasilla, Alaska. Wait a minute, what?
Wait a minute now.
Hey, speaking of Fox News, Roger Ailes' right-hand man has reportedly been fired and escorted from the building.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Is he frog marched out with Karl Rove?
After raising concerns over unspecified financial issues.
Hmm.
Fox said after an extensive internal investigation of Brian Luce's conduct by Fox News, it was determined that he should be terminated for cause, specifically for issues related to financial irregularities, as well as multiple material significant breaches of his employment contract, as Tom Brokaw would say,
Duvall.
By the way, Fox News had a comment about that last night. They said, he wasn't a high-level employee of Fox News.
Not,
he was a low-level employee.
He was not Roger Ailes'
right-hand man at all.
For instance. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments of the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm very embarrassed for you for what goes on your show. It's just dirty stuff, and you all laugh so stupidly like a bunch of idiots.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour. What was that? A Republican state legislator from, where was it?
Colorado.
Colorado. That said blacks are overweight because they eat so much chicken?
Yeah.
Well, if you eat skinless chicken breasts.
This is not going to help. Beyonce spends over $2,000 on chicken.
Mm.
This is only going to play into this.
Oh, boy. Well, if you go to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles every night.
She spent nearly $2,350 on flame-grilled chicken after her performance. At a festival on Saturday.
I'm guessing she didn't eat the whole thing.
Probably not.
No, that was probably bought for her.
You ordered for her and her entourage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 48 whole chickens, 580 spicy wings, 48 portions of chips, 24 tubs of coleslaw, 24 hovens of spicy rice, and 12 vegetable burgers, for those of you wondering. Oh, paid the order entirely in cash. How about that?
Okay. Wow.
I can't usually scrape up $14.95 for Chinese food when I order. I'm like, oh, boy.
She just dipped into petty cash for that?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God.
All right, 1-800-STEP-12, Ernest in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello. Hi, Ernest.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, I want to make three statements real quick because I know you're radio and I'm driving, but I want to make three statements. First of all, I pray that you guys get back on TV soon so I can keep TiVoing your show.
Yep.
Second of all, as a black man growing up, we've always been kind of taught to calm down at, when an officer approaches you or anybody with a gun, kind of relax and take a deep breath so you can calm them down.
Yeah.
So I applaud that young lady who did the 911 call and kind of handled that gentleman from getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And third of all, I just heard a clip of some lady calling y'all stupid and you laugh goofy and all this.
Oh,
I think you guys are hilarious.
Oh.
I die laughing when I listen to you guys.
Thanks.
And I love your show, and I hope that you stay on for many, many more years because
thanks.
You get information out to people like us that really need it.
Aw, thank you, honey. And stay tuned. We will be back on the TV soon. Thank you, Ernest. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Until then, we're doing the show naked.
Right.
Except
for me. I'm on the Ustream, so you can't live on me. You two are naked. Okay. Maybe I'm wearing a green shirt. Maybe it's green screen.
Green screen.
Maybe I am naked.
That could be.
Maybe we just green screened up there. Who can say?
Who can say?
Jim, you might have to touch me to find out. Light,
right
circular, light, okay.
Oh, is that how you like it?
What? No, I don't know what I was talking about.
You also like a little smack.
Huh? Stop it.
What? You've said that before.
Who brings us this news? How to be John Boner's bitch, the official manual.
Yes.
Brought to us by...
Docker.
Right. There's a manual. It's an intern manual.
Yeah, that's right.
Bar bourbon!
That's it. That's all there is. It's one page. In particular, let's see, Washington, D.C. interns in particular, congressional interns tend to be embryonic versions of the monsters they serve, rich, white, and drunk, and even the tiniest modicum of actual power.
Rich, orange, and drunk in his
right, case. Right. How do they get that way? In part by carefully attending to the advice contained in the 2013 intern manual.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Distributed to the unpaid peons of House Speaker John Boner. Let's see, the 80 pages.
Oh, God. Really?
80-page handbook starts off boringly enough. Describing the tribal appeal of Bonerland.
What?
Huh? This is actually from the manual. Keep in mind, no one ever leaves Bonerland. Oh, dear.
Oh,
really?
That sounds like a cult.
Really? Explaining that
Boner... Keep in mind, no one leaves Scientology.
Explaining Boner staff members like to call their boss Jab.
Jab?
Misattributing a well-known Alex Trebek quote to Boner. Okay. Later on, Jab G-A-B, he has a middle name, something, Boner? I don't know.
John Arnold?
Something.
Antonio.
Later on, interns are apprised of precisely which media organs they should keep tabs on and why. Fox News Channel. A lot of our phone callers react to what's on Fox, so stay updated with current events. Oh, boy. I heard on the Fox they are instructed how to explain the significance of a plush wind-up toy monkey placed in the center of Boner's personal chamber.
Huh.
People will often ask about the monkey sitting in the center of the room. Was given to the speaker as a birthday gift after the joke was made that Boner was just wound up like a doll by his political advisors every
monkey.
Night. Right, and he would proceed to clap his hands only to have his advisors wind him up again the next day. Shows his sense of humor.
Mm.
Oh, I see. The interns are expected to explain that's the Boner's... That's
because when you have to have an intern explain your humor, that makes it so much funnier.
Now is the time in Boner's office when we touch the monkey. All right, whatever. Hey, the Governor Soros, his lead has dropped in the New Jersey governor's race by 10 points, according to a new, right? He still leads by 20 points, but it's his smallest lead thus far. Could it be okaying the guns that can shoot down planes? Who can say? All right, okay. All right. Hey, wow, looky here. Private jets, 13 mansions, and 100,000 mobile homes just for the dogs. Televangelists defrauded tens of millions of dollars from a Christian network. The Crouches, those people.
Paul and Jan Crouch.
Jan Crouch's hair is a thing of wonder.
It's like a mountain of cotton candy on top of her head. It's pink.
It is. It's,
Big Rock Candy Mountain on her head.
And she's holding a fluffy white dog that looks just like her hair.
I have to confess that I have actually watched Paul and Jan Crouch.
Really?
Like it's a car accident. You
yes,
sit there
is.
And just like, oh, my God.
What the?
Exactly. It's fascinating television.
Yeah, there are a lot of dopes out there.
Wow.
Apparently they have something where they
tell you to yell praise Jesus or something and run to the phone as fast as you can. And, like, all 200 lines were lit up right away with people offering to give them money.
Yeah.
Right. They're accused of misappropriating their charitable assets toward a $50 million Jet 13 mansions and a $100,000 mobile home for
and
Mrs. Crouch's
in a pear tree.
Wow.
Okay, so that happened, and that hair happened. And
we all let it happen.
Yes,
I didn't.
Did. Okay, the awesome Elizabeth Warren.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder yesterday questioning whether a major government settlement with the nation's largest mortgage companies is merely a way to absolve banks of malpractice under a timid enforcement strategy. She wrote, "I'm concerned this might be another example of the federal government's timid enforcement strategy against the nation's largest financial institutions. I believe if DOJ and our banking regulatory agencies prove unwilling over time to take the big banks to trial or even require admission of guilt when they cheat consumers and break the law, either out of timidity or because of lack of resources, then the agencies lose enormous leverage in settlement negotiations." She called on the DOJ to avoid settling on the cheap and said that rushed and inadequate settlements fall to fully compensate victims and taxpayers and insufficiently deter future conduct. And I say, hurrah for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were doing a story yesterday, like Dodd-Frank has improved things, but thank God Scott Brown got beaten by her, because he's one of the ones, as I was saying yesterday, that watered down this bill. And at least, thank God, Richard Cordray is in, so we have a head of this agency finally to, you know, put some teeth in this stuff. But anyway, all right. That's it for us today. Oh, tomorrow's Friday. Woot!
Yay!
58 minutes after the hour. We will see you tomorrow on The Stephanie Miller Show.